listening to the one and only Bert Show.
April, you are part of the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you that I've been listening to your show for over 5 years, and this has been my favorite week.
Yay!
Thank you.
Serious gut-busting laugh all the way to work, and I just want to say thank you, guys.
Well, and now I will say in return, thank you for being a woman.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea before this week started how hard it was going to be.
I know, and it's such a downer that we decided this is only a one-time week, one year. But, you know, it's too bad that we can't do this every year. I hate it. I really wish we could.
We're talking about Live Like a Woman week. Kristen has given us assignments every day. Make us empathize a little bit on what women have to go through on a day-to-day. Felt really fun on Monday. when we put the maxi pads on, all right, did that. It was a hassle. Then there was the bra on Tuesday. Then there was the breast pumping on Wednesday. Then yesterday there were the heels and the makeup and the wigs. The heels have come off. Although I do miss the 2 inches of height, I gotta tell you.
Right?
That sucks.
Yeah, man, it was kind of nice seeing you eye to eye for this side of the board for a while.
You had two inch heels on also. We were never eye to eye.
Well, I was sitting down a lot because my feet were so sore.
I would need 14 inch heels for us to be eye to eye.
I do want to publicly say to both Bert and Brian, I applaud you and thank you so much for embracing and fully, like, diving in to Live Like a Woman week. Like, you could have done it half-ass if you wanted to, but you didn't. You've done it with gusto.
Thank you.
And I believe you have learned more than I ever could have anticipated.
Oh, yeah.
And this turned off to be like, I'm turned out to... Started off, actually. It's just as like a radio set, fun radio segment.
Silly gun.
Yeah.
Goofy.
I have learned so much, honestly, over the last 5 days. I'm going to write about it on Monday or Tuesday, but it has been, honestly, way more educational and eye-opening than I thought it was going
to
be.
Totally. If I was a woman, I would need a NASCAR-style pit crew to help me get out of the house in the morning.
This is what I think I'm going to write about is time.
Yes.
Like, I didn't realize all the time that it takes. I kind of knew, but I didn't really have that much of an idea. And it's painful. Being a woman is painful.
Yes, it is. And so you understand why. I don't wear makeup into the studio every day. I don't wear heels every day, only for special events.
I get it.
The reason my hair is pulled back this way is because ain't nobody, especially on a rainy day, nobody wants to do their hair.
I'm running out of the house this morning. I'm trying to get here on time and stuff. And then I break out all that makeup and I'm like, I'm going to be 15 minutes late. I had no idea how long it would take. Stupid. All right. So
stupid.
Stupid. So those were the first 4 days. Today, this is it. And for those of you that have been tweeting going, I thought a week was 7 days. Screw you.
Yeah, man. Day six, we get to nap, right? Can't we nap on day six?
Yeah. And that's a guy that tweeted me. If you want to cover for us on 2 days, that's great. We'll make it officially. What happened to your eyes, dude?
I tried to wash the makeup off and the eye black stuff doesn't come off, man.
Honey, it's mascara and it's eyeliner.
I thought it was the same stuff that baseball players put on their cheeks.
You look like you've been at a funeral. Are you okay? I just want to hug you. Are you okay?
I get a text from Brian, and this was late last night, and he's like, why is this black blank I brush into the eyelashes so hard to get out? Is it tar? Makeup is soul crushing.
I don't know what we're supposed to do. You never gave us instruction on what to use to take it off, so I used...
You know, I thought about getting you, like, makeup remover, and then I was like, no, I'm not going to.
So I was in the shower using soap, and I got so much in my eyes, the soap in my eyes, it burned like hell to try to take it off.
You need eye makeup remover. Yeah.
Okay, thanks now.
I was trying to get that roofing tar out of my eyelashes, and Katie was pulling. She had her foot up on the couch, and she was pulling on my eyelashes and pulling. And I'm just crying like a little baby. There's tears. I'm welling up. I'm blinking all hard. And I just was sitting there just fist clenched, just so angry at Kristen for making me put this stuff in my eyelashes. I don't know why any of you do it. It's disgusting. It's never coming out. I'm permanently now going to look like I just left a funeral crying.
Looks like Alice Cooper. All right, so last day. Oh, my feet feel so alive now that those heels are off. Oh, my God, it feels amazing. All right, you guys made all these suggestions, and we put them in a big old estrogen bucket, and we've been pulling them out one by one every single day. Up until yesterday, it was spontaneous. What do you got for us on our very final day of Live Like a Woman week?
To the a bucket of estrogen.
Say estrogen?
There's been a little extra estrogen in the studio this week, and I've loved it.
I'm going to love this.
Here we go, guys. You did the maxi pads. You did the bras and the Spanx. You did the breast pump. You did the hair. You did the makeup. You did the heels.
Just make it official. I think I already know what's coming.
We got one more task to do for Live Like a Woman Week.
So sad right now, and it just looks like I've already been crying about this for an hour.
I know how much Bert likes to travel the world. So we're going to give you the flavor of Brazil. You're getting a Brazilian.
Yeah. I don't want to get a Brazilian. I knew this was coming.
Don't want
when these were first suggested and that was thrown out there, I knew this was going to hit at some point.
God. I'm so scared that they're going to yank all the junk right off my body.
Now, I don't know that I fully understand what a Brazilian is, because people have told me that there are different levels.
Well, you have a bikini wax. No, Brazilian wax is everything's gone.
Everything.
Everything's gone.
From where to where?
For a woman. Let's be delicate about this. So basically the downstairs, there's no carpet, there's no rug, it's all hardwood floors.
Everywhere, front and back.
Front and back, because you have to turn over and spread and they get in between there. And that all of that's gone. All of that's gone.
Now, this is going to be too much information. Like, I am.
You manscape.
A lot. Like, I'm very particular about that. So
when
I don't
was
have
the
a
last
lot
time? When's the last time you did it?
Like 2 days ago.
You might have to hold off then.
I mean, it's not like it's bald or anything.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's.
Well, what we'll do is.
It looks like AstroTurf.
I've already reached out to Raquel at Sweet Peach. And I'm going to give you her number, and you're going to make your appointments whenever you have time this weekend.
I don't got to use that place.
Where are you going to go?
I can go wherever I want.
You can go wherever you want, but I highly suggest you go there because they do good work. The last place you want to go is some hole in the wall that nobody's ever heard of, and then you're going to have all these ingrown hairs and potential burn marks.
My God.
The name of this place is Sweet Peach because they specialize in women. Is there like
she does men too.
Sweet Plums?
We're going to take the sweet right out of that peach, I'll tell you that.
Sweet twig and berries? No.
Do you understand? I'm going to have to shave my legs, too, because it's nothing. Oh, believe me, I will, because if you remove all the hair down there, then it's going to look like I just got a big bald spot walking around.
You're going to look like one of those, like, made-up poodles.
This is so awful. This is the worst.
You don't want to go to a hole-in-the-wall place. Like, this is the best place to go.
All right, so let's not debate where we should go.
Okay.
Give me a visual of what it will be like. So I'm assuming, this is my assumption of the whole thing, is you go in and it's like a massage table.
Yes, it is.
Right? And then
you get up on your little stool and you get up on the table because it's an elevated table. That way they don't have to bend over when they rip the wax off.
Oh, I'm just going to get so hammered today.
No, don't. You can't. It makes it feel worse.
I don't care.
No, Brian, it hurts
more. I'm going to drink until I pass out on the waxing table.
Put the Tito's down,
friend. All right.
Put the Tito's down because when you drink, your blood pumps more and it's more painful when you get waxed.
So is it like a massage table and it's almost like a doctor's office where they have that thin layer of
paper?
It is like that?
Yeah, there's a thin layer of
paper. It's a massage table with the saddest ending ever.
No, it's nice. Like, the first time I ever did it, like, I left, and I'm like, oh, hello.
So
you're new.
You're sitting there, and legs are spread.
No. So legs are like this. So you lay down, and you put your feet out.
This already sounds painful.
You lay down, and I can't do this in jeans. You put your feet together, the bottoms of your feet together, and you do a butterfly.
Oh, God.
You do a butterfly like that. And then she'll take some powder, and she'll sprinkle some powder down there
and rub
it in. It's just like talc. It's just powder. That way it's not wet or it's not
so
steamy.
Awkward.
Is it like a numbing powder?
No. It's just to get it with like the sweat. Like it dries everything out. That way the wax will stick to your skin and stick to the hair.
Oh, I'm going
to
be sweating. I'll tell you that much right now. I'm sweating right now.
So she'll put the powder on, and then she'll put the hot wax on.
Powder comes on first, and you're in this little triangular position.
Your
and
butterfly. It's a butterfly with your feet, the bottoms of your feet pressed together.
And they apply it with like one of those
tongue depressors.
Yeah. With that thing.
She'll smear it on, and then she'll get the cloth, and she'll rub the cloth for a little bit, and then she'll pull the skin taut.
Okay.
And then she'll.
All right, that part I can imagine. So the other side, Now, do you have to get in like some kind of yoga position and they just pour the wax in your butt?
With a funnel? They use like a gas funnel?
Is that how it's done?
Not quite.
It's not a candle wax.
No. You're gonna roll over onto your stomach. And you're going to pull your hands behind you, and you're going to spread your own butt cheeks.
Oh, my God. This is going to be freaking awful.
And then she's going to take the tongue.
So your stomach is on the table.
Yes, and your face is like you're just laying there. And
so it's not like you have to raise your hips to where your butt's up, right?
No, you
like
don't
that.
Have to do that. You don't have to do that.
And you're biting on a stick?
No, you're not. There's no sticks to bite on. Don't be that big of a wuss.
Like a guy that got shot in the Civil War. That's how and they
I
were
feel
trying
right
to take
now.
The bullet out.
I feel, that's exactly how I feel. Like I'm yelling at a doctor, just cut it off! Already.
So you're going to spread your cheeks, and then she's going to take the tongue depressor of wax and smear it in between your butt cheeks. Now,
oh
here's what you need to remember.
God, are you freaking kidding me?
Listen to me. You're going to panic. You can't panic, because if you let go, then your butt cheeks are going to be waxed together.
Boy. Then what happens? How do you get that?
Well, that's never happened to me because I make sure I keep them spread.
That's when the Civil War doctor comes out from the back with the bone saw.
And she'll put the cloth in there, and then she'll... And you'll have a nice, clean...
My heart is literally beating fast now with anxiety. Rachel, you are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, guys. Brian, you can drink. I take a shot of vodka every time before I get mine.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Every single time.
Thank you, Rachel.
Be sure to do the shot of tequila with your mouth.
Do go ahead. You need to take an ibuprofen. Advil, something like that, before you go.
Zanny, Vicodin. Well,
oh,
I have plenty of...
Man, jeez.
I want you to be able to remember the experience. And if you could, because we're doing this for Live Like a Woman Week, and I want people to understand what you went through, I want you to film your faces.
Shut up.
Just film your face.
Periscope.
Not a periscope of waxing.
So what do you do? Just like
just hold
put
it in
on
front of your face?
Face.
Yeah. I don't want to see what's happening
down
there.
You keep a tight shot on your face.
Seriously. It's going to be nothing but nose.
Because you put that out there, you can't take it back.
It's going to be that close. You're going to what's that close-up of a mountain? Why is he periscoping a mountain?
We're in the mountains of Brazil.
Here's what it's going to sound like, Brian. Are you ready?
Oh, God,
you knew
no.
this was coming.
Oh, no.
Oh, that feels warm.
So ready?
Yeah.
Some.
I'm sorry. That's just your job.
Huh? Just stop
now. No.
You ready?
Yep.
Itch.
¿Cómo se llama? No! Kelly Clarkson!
Now, for the record, I have screamed profanities before. So you might yell at her, and I've apologized. I've called her some horrible things sometimes, and it just happens depending on the situation down there.
I've had that exchange with the woman that does my arms for laser hair. Mm-hmm. I've told her before, like, I hate you so much right now.
Yep.
Don't take this personally. I just really, in my mind's eye, see myself hitting you in the jaw.
Oh, man, I'm going to be screaming some profanities at Kelly Clarkson today, that's for sure.
Over the weekend. So Monday we come in here and it's done.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to the one and only Burt Show.